Radio Prague News.
The Czech and Georgian foreign ministers meeting in Prague said a tough stance needs to be taken towards Libya's authoritarian regime. The Czech consul in Tripoli, Jiří Hušner, has said 22 Czech nationals remain in Libya despite increasing unrest in the country. And ministers in the government have agreed on remaining details in the planned pension reform, including quickly raising the VAT to a uniform 20%. The Czech Republic and Georgia have said a tough stance needs to be taken regarding Libya's authoritarian regime. On Friday, the foreign ministers Karel Schwarzenberg and Grigol Vajadze made statements after meeting in Prague. Mr. Schwarzenberg called violent action by the Gaddafi regime unacceptable. The escalating conflict in Libya has claimed hundreds of lives so far after Mr. Gaddafi's regime opted for a brutal clampdown. Witnesses in Tripoli have said the city is now living in fear. The Czech Republic will back the EU's stance if sanctions are imposed on Libya, Mr. Schwarzenberg said. In related news, the Czech consul in Tripoli, Jiří Hušner, has confirmed that 22 Czech nationals remain in Libya despite increasing violence and unrest there. Speaking on a line from Tripoli, Mr. Hušner said another 5 Czech citizens would fly back to Prague on Friday. Some of those remaining, he confirmed, however, had expressed an interest in being evacuated from the country. News organizations on Friday reported a major government crackdown in which thousands were said to have been injured or killed. Ministers in the Czech government agreed on remaining details in the government's planned pension reform on Friday, including raising the VAT, or value-added tax, now at 10% on some products and 19% on others, to a uniform 20%. The move is to be taken as quickly as possible. Prime Minister Petr Nečas indicated the change could come into effect by the fourth quarter this year, far earlier than the previous deadline of 2013. The Prime Minister stressed that the revenue from the change in the VAT will be used to fund shortfalls in the state-run part of the pension system. A special ceremony was held in Prague 6 on Friday honoring Czechoslovak officers who were sentenced to death after 1948 by the former communist regime. February the 25th marks the 63rd anniversary of the putsch that saw the communists come to power, which they held until 1989. In a speech, the head of the General Staff, General Vlastimil Picek, recalled the events of 48, saying that few had anticipated the rise of a second totalitarian regime following the Nazi occupation. After the communists assumed power in 1948, more than half of Czechoslovakia's officers were thrown out of the service, often forced into poorly paid jobs. In the worst cases, officers were imprisoned to hard labor or were tried on trumped-up charges and murdered by the regime. In sport, Czech football club Sparta Prague failed to proceed to the last 16 of the Europa League. That happened on Thursday night when they were beaten by Liverpool 1-0. The home team scored in the 85th minute in what had been an even end-to-end match. The first leg of their matchup ended scoreless. I'm Jan Wellinger. That's the news.